We're now called to order the Township of Piscataway Council meeting of December 2nd, 2025. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, and dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards' municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion, as the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual line or logged-in user account. We ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that way we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the Mayor's Office during normal operating hours. Cedar, roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill.
Here.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Here.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Here.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Here.
Councilmember Rashid.
Here.
Councilmember Erin.
Here.
Council President Espinosa.
Here. Please join me in saluting the flag. Good evening, Council. Are there any comments or from the administration and Council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda? Okay, thank you. Open to the public, comments regarding item number 11, consent agenda items. If you wish to speak at this time concerning if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anyone in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Closing to the remote attendees. Opening to the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary.
Consent agenda only. Questions?
I see no one at the podium. Closing the in-person attendees. Item number 7. Ordinance second reading, bond ordinance various road improvements for $6,724,747/$5,990,000. Open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance Providing for Various Road Improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $6,724,747 therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $5,990,000 bonds or notes of the Township to finance part of the cost thereof, was introduced on the 13th day of November 2025. And had passed the first reading and was published on the 19th day of November, 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 2nd, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-22.
Thank you, Ms. President, if I may, this is to remind the council members, this is for the next phase of Patton Avenue. also Old New Brunswick Road from the 287 bridge down to the Old New Brunswick Road bridge at where Luke Oil is, as well as about another 8 or 9 streets, various streets, Murray Avenue, I believe Richards, and also Evans, and several other streets that were not finished out during 2025.
Thank you, Mayor. Road improvements are always welcome. Opening to the public, opening for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anyone in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing to the for the remote attendees, opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see no one at the podium. Closing for the in-person attendees. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Have a second?
Second, Leibowitz.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Uren.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Item number 8, ordinance second reading, adopting redevelopment plan for 1028 Stelton Road, block 5401, lot 1.02, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance adopting a redevelopment plan for block 5401, lot 1.02, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, commonly known as 1028 Stelton Road, was introduced on the 13th day of November 2025, and it passed the first reading and was published on the 19th day of November 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 2nd, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-23.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening to the public, opening for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anyone in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Closing for the remote attendees, opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see no one at the podium. Closing for the in-person attendees. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilman Uren.
Second, Cahill.
Can I have a roll call?
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Uren?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 9, second reading, amending salary and wage ordinance. Open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending the salary and wage schedule, was introduced on the 13th day of November 2025 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 19th day of November 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 2nd, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-24.
Thank you. Opening to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anyone in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing for the remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see no one at the podium. Closing for the in-person attendees. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Cahill.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Urin.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Item number 10, ordinance second reading, adopting redevelopment plan block 6201, lot 6.02, and block 7401, lots 2.02 and 2.03, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Peter?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance adopting redevelopment plan for block 6201, lot 6.02, and block 7401, lots 2.02 and 2.03, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, commonly known as Erickson Site, was introduced on the 13th day of November 2025 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 19th day of November 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 2nd, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-25.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening to the public, opening for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anyone in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Closing for the remote attendees, opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name, address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. Seeing no one at the podium, closing for the in-person attendees. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilman Urin.
I have a second.
Second, Cahill.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Urin?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 11, consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together, and the materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
I have a second.
Leibowitz.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Erin?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 12, announcements and comments from our officials. Councilmember Cahill?
I'd just like to remind everyone that Santa is coming this Friday to Town Hall. Everyone is welcome to come. We celebrate all the holidays there. There'll be some caroling. I think there's hot cocoa. Oh, and donuts.
Mini donuts from the food truck.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. So just reminding to bring your kids out. 6:30. Thank you. Thank you, Councilwoman Lombardi. And that is it.
Thank you.
7 o'clock.
Councilmember Cahill. Councilmember Carmichael.
Don't forget about Monday, December 8th. All the children call in to talk to Santa at 7 o'clock.
It's a very popular event.
Yes.
Thank you, Councilmember Carmichael. Councilmember Leibowitz.
Good evening, everybody. I would just like everybody to save the date, thinking past the dark of winter into March. On March 22nd, we will be hosting our first autism celebration and showcase. The theme is Through the Looking Glass, See Me for Who I Am. It will be held at the community center. So please save the date. And that's all I have for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Leibowitz. Councilmember Lombardi?
Good evening. Just a few things. If you do decorate your home, please sign up for the Piscataway Home Decorating Contest so that people can come around and you could possibly be one of the winners in one of our categories. So the applications are being taken now. The police department is also having a winter coat drive from November 11th to December 5th. So that is almost over. And continue to, if you can, donate to your local food banks, Fish being one of them here in Piscataway. They are really, really in need of food this year. There are many people struggling. And if you can get some food or clothing over to the food pantry and clothing pantry, that would be wonderful. So remember to give to your local food banks.
Thank you, Councilmember Lombardi. Councilmember Rashid?
Good evening. Just wanted to echo same thing as Michelle Lombardi. Please give back. This is a wonderful time to be grateful and also give back to the community. The police department has a wonderful program. If you're planning to travel during winter, you can give them a call, let them know the dates, and they'll keep an eye on your home, which is a great program. So please do take advantage of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Earn?
Yes, I want to wish our Pop Warner cheerleaders. They're going to competition this weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Nice. Very nice.
Good luck to them.
I know. Worked very hard for that as well. Thank you, Councilmember Earn. Mayor Waller?
We finished the last of the two streets this year for paving over on Summershade, the balance of that, and Mimosa, and the capping will be in when the weather turns warm in April. And then also reminding residents that December 31st is the cutoff for leaf bags. We're on round four right now, where Department of Public Works has gone around, so I don't want to hear come January that they were missed. Just so the general public knows, on the 31st, we have several individuals that ride the entire town and make a note of every house that has to be picked up. But if it ain't out there on the 31st, it's not getting picked up. You need to bring it into the DPW yard. That includes Councilwoman Cahill.
I'm laughing because you said something, Mr. Mayor, that made me have a question. So I'm in class. Can I raise my hand, Chairman or President? You know, you mentioned about the last street to, you know, project for paving. But since that bottom part of Centennial, did they finish that last piece last night?
The status on that is that they're going to try to finish the base work on the westerly side, both lanes there, and that'll be it for the season. And then they'll recontinue March of next year.
Okay, because I have a technical. So does that mean that when you come across now, because the Wawa is opening up, you'll still be going down some?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Business Administrator Paula Casarelli.
Thank you, Council President. I don't have any additional comments for this evening, except to say today marks my 1 year anniversary with the township. So
congratulations. Thank you so much.
Wow, that went by fast.
Go fast for you.
Thank you. Township Attorney, Mr. Mike Baker.
No comment this week. Thank you.
Thank you. Of course, everyone just announced everything that I wanted to say, and that happens when you're at the end of the line, right? So I get, so, but I do want to echo, you know, please provide as much donations as you can for our food banks, which is very important. The coat drives, our police department is running a coat drive up to December 5th, but there's other coat drives that if you ride around the town, you'll see other coat drives happening. So give as much as you can. I know I'm going to be giving away 2 coats on my side. Whatever you can, everything counts. Also, needless to say, the days are getting colder. So please dress warm out there. But also very important, please stay safe on the streets, drive carefully, give yourself 2 cars distance before braking. That's what I tell my kids. 3, 2 cars, it doesn't hurt. And you know, when the temperatures drop, the street starts getting a little bit more slippery. So please be careful out there. Okay, agenda sessions for December 9th, 2025. Ordinance second reading, amending chapter 21, zoning section 6, general regulations, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Any council member have any questions on that one? Okay. Ordinance second reading, amending and supplementing various chapters, including chapter 7, traffic 10 health regulations, chapter 19, fire prevention and township code, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Any questions on that one?
I do have a question. I'm sorry. The chapter 21, is that the paving over on Possum Town? On that we talked about at the last meeting, Mayor? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, item number 14, opening to the public. Opening for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Yeter, do we have anyone in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Yeter. Closing for the remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. Good evening.
Hi, good evening. My name is Noel Mazar, and I live at 46 Wickley Avenue in Piscataway Pier. And the reason that I wish to speak to you is that first I want to thank everyone who was involved in the renovations of Zirkle Avenue. Okay, and they did take into account the issue of not being able to see cars coming towards Wickley Avenue, towards the intersection of Wickley Avenue. But as Councilperson Sharon knows, that there was recently a nice big giant accident right across the street from her, right at the intersection of Wickley Avenue. And I have noticed, and I have noticed often, that even though rumble strips and 25 mile per hour notice has been placed on the street, that has not stopped cars flying down Zirkel on their way to Mettler's Lane, to the point where twice I have almost been hit by a gray minivan coming, traveling, I guess it's south on Zirkel towards Mettler's Lane. And the reason, besides the speed of the minivan, the reason that I had almost been hit is that after stopping at Wickley Avenue at the stop sign and looking all different ways, I could not see up Zirkel due to the fact of three cars parked on the side of Zirkel Avenue, and it is dangerous. It is dangerous. And I'm hoping that the administration can do something about the cars that are parked there. They're right above or right next to the culvert that was replaced a few years ago. And they just persistently park. And when you're pulling up to the stop sign and you're looking up Zirkel, it's impossible to see if there's a car coming in the dip of that street. And if they're moving at any speed, no, they typically do 40, 45 miles an hour coming down that road. No, often no cars do the speed limit, but there are a lot of cars that just fly down Zirkel Avenue. And no, it wouldn't be so bad. Well, it still would be bad, but it wouldn't be so bad if those cars weren't parked there, because the sight triangle is non-existent. You can't see cars coming on Zirkel Avenue towards Mettler's Lane. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Just so everyone knows, and Councilwoman Carmichael knows, we've asked the police department to take a look at that. One of the drawbacks, if we say no parking out there, that means no parking the entire length, which means nobody would be able to park 365 days of the year out there. And that means if parents go to wait for their kids at the school bus, there's a school bus stop, they wouldn't be able to do that. So we can do an ordinance on first reading. Police department, I'm going to just let you know there's probably going to be some blowback from the residents there. I mean, I have a problem doing that. But the other issue is most of that speeding that's happening, probably 95% of the folks that live in the immediate neighborhood.
Well, yeah, that's yeah. Right.
Yeah. It's not a through street area. So it's the homeowners that live immediately yeah. right there that are doing the speeding.
Mr. Mayor, that's an empty lot there on the right. Like,
Privately held,
but there's not a house right at the corner, right?
That's like a okay. barn, isn't it? Like a barn garage. Oh, is that no. what I'm
privately yeah. held? Yeah. Just did one of the concerns from the police department is that parents go be able to school bus or this, that, and the other thing.
So the question I have is there any way to create a where you can there would be no parking so many hundred feet off the intersection only.
Engineering department. We're
why not?
But they don't want parking at all out there.
Well, could we just yellow stripe that corner? Well, right. But like at the top of Mitchell, we did that from one section, not the whole side. Maybe they could look at that.
Signage out there. No.
Or sign. Yeah. I mean, no doubt you have to. Right. But you could yellow stripe. I mean, I hate the yellow stripe on the thing, but Oh, they have the Belgian block. They don't have the, yeah, you can't do it on Belgian block.
Well, let's have the police take a look at it and see.
Is there also a way to at the
Yeah, Wickley and Zirkle.
That's the triangle,
that
right?
Talking about.
That's right at the tip of the triangle.
They're slowing down right now since some of the jobs are going on hold for the winter. This is when they do a lot of the survey work now. Just so Mr. Mazur knows that we finished the engineering design for Morris Lane. We've been held up for almost 3 years with land acquisition out there for easements. And that we're midway through the design on Wickley Avenue, right there. So don't complain when we fix the road if they're speeding on Wickley, all right?
Thank you, Mr. Mazur. We'll look into this.
I would just like to have you maybe think about a stop sign on Zirkle at Wickley, then where people would have to stop. That way they won't be...
I'm sorry. Do you want to make this your official 3 minutes? Just state your name and address, and then you can just talk.
Okay, I'm Sheila Mazur. I live at 46 Wickley Avenue in Piscataway.
Thank you.
And it was just part of an idea that came when you were discussing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I see no one else for the in-person attendees. Closing for the in-person attendees. May I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Okay.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Good night.
Have a good night.